Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Very happy to welcome back to the show my friend Susan Crabtree, Real Clear Politics national political correspondent and author of the book Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. You should definitely read it. It's a must read. She's on X at Susan Crabtree. Susan, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back, Rich.
Well, I'm glad you're back. First of all, before I get into stuff around Epstein and the FBI and Butler and all that, I just want to make an observation regarding that fraud, Gavin Newsom. So I was on America's Newsroom on Fox News about this last week, I think it was, and the story broke about how Gavin Newsom was now walking back how he was going to give money to illegal immigrants for their health care, and also walking back the fact that he was going to let homeless people, you know, sleep on the streets. And I made a joke. I said, Gavin Newsom is now calling for the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Like, that's how much this guy is trying to do a 180 and trying to just remake himself. And nobody should believe him because he's a complete and utter liar, slimeball, and he will say anything he has to say at this point. In fact, Susan, I would not be surprised, honestly, if Gavin Newsom becomes a Republican.
I think that would be a far cry.
Maybe.
I think he's saying all the, you know, he's trying to say he moved to the right, but his policies have not changed.
Right.
Not one thing has changed in California, except for now he's saying, he's blaming, he's deflecting to the cities and counties and saying, you've got to get these people off the streets. It's no longer my fault. He's actively, aggressively blaming the cities and counties. But yet he has provided no, the carrot and stick approach is not something that he understands or many progressives do. There's no stick. He's telling the, he's actually did the same thing last year. It was the exact same thing. It didn't get as much attention. But after the Supreme Court ruled in the Grants Pass case that the cities could actually do get rid of these encampments in their streets, then he went along with it and he said, oh great. The judge before that, he was blaming the judge for saying it was illegal. After that ruling, he said, oh, I agree with it. It's the city's and the county's fault. So this is just the more of the sort of performative rhetoric, the same kind of thing that there's been no change in the policies. He's not defunding the cities. He's not using anything that's going to be an enforcement mechanism to get them to do this. And what really needs to happen is they need to provide more shelter beds, not housing first, not permanent housing that is costing so incredible amount, hundreds of thousand dollars a unit, but shelter beds, and then get these people into care for addictions, rehab, and mental health care facilities.
Yeah, well said. Well said. All right, now let's turn our attention to Butler, Pennsylvania. I want to play a clip that I'm sure you've heard by now. This is the FBI Director Kash Patel and the Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino discussing Butler and what took place there. Take a listen.
You know what, Maria? Cash is not kidding. We have been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case. One is actively in court right now, so out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth, and whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right, given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one, there isn't. There isn't. There in some of these cases, the there you're looking for is not there. And I know people, I get it. I understand. It's not there. If it was there, we would have told you.
Okay, so Susan Crabtree, you've done more investigative journalism on this subject than anybody I know. Is there a there, or is there no there? I heard the word there a lot. It was there a lot. Yeah.
I don't know what he was exactly talking about. I give Dan Bongino and Cash Patel a lot of latitude right now because they're drinking from a fire hose. They're dealing with all kinds of different issues that they're having to, you know, face. And the number one priority, obviously, is for their job is counterterrorism to keep the homeland safe. But that being said, When you deflect like that, when you say there's no there, what are you talking about? And as a journalist, the last press conference we had on the assassination attempts was from the FBI was August 28th of last year. And that's when they said that they still didn't know what the Thomas Crooks's motives were, the would-be assassin Thomas Crooks, what his motives are. But they did know that he had three foreign encrypted apps on his two cell phones, and that they had gotten into the apps. And so they could provide more information. If there isn't any there in terms of there was no foreign component to this, did Thomas Crooks act alone? Was there not another shooter? I mean, I know that some of those conspiracy theories that there was a shooter on the water tower, those are easy to knock down. But what we want to know is to show us a little bit of proof that there was nothing more, that this Thomas Crooks acted alone. We need to know what's on those encrypted apps. Why did he use foreign encrypted apps when most people in the United States use, you know, Signal, which is an American company? We still don't have answers to these very, very basic questions. And I think that's what's frustrating a journalist like Maria Bartiromo and myself and others, American citizens that have been so focused on this. They're concerned that we don't know more and they're also concerned, which is my focus, on why the Secret Service hasn't announced any reforms since all those failures were on, terrible display on J-13, and then again in September. So we haven't heard zero reforms. We've seen a lot of very expensive recruitment videos to try to retain Secret Service members because they're headed out the door in a mass exodus to the Drug Enforcement Agency and other agencies, but we haven't seen any. Are they reforming the DEI issues? Are they increasing training? Are they doing more with drones? I think Ron Rowe, the former acting director under Biden, was more forthcoming than Sean Curran has been to date.
Well, Susan Crabtree, that's terrible thing to hear. It really is. I mean, we were supposed to be getting more transparency, not less, in the Trump administration. That's really frustrating.
Well, Sean Curran just named his deputy director yesterday, I believe. And so, you know, maybe he needs more time. Then tell us. Be transparent. Tell people that you are making these reforms. You have a plan to, you're going to announce them and provide more transparency. But I'm being told that inside the Secret Service, he's not communicating with the rank and file at all. He is not, hasn't given any kind of all agency-wide address to deal with the deep concerns people are having, the terrible low morale and the mass exodus that I hear every day of another agent leaving. And they're posting their anger and they're not wanting to leave the Secret Service, but they're just disgusted by what's going on and the work hours and how stretched thin they are. And they're posting these things on public Facebook posts and sharing them with me. But everybody, it's no secret what's going on.
Susan Crabtree is with us, investigative reporter for Real Clear Investigations. So Butler, for example, like one of the issues here that I think is so troubling, obviously, is that we still to this day literally know nothing about Thomas Crooks. Like, we know everything about Lee Harvey Oswald, whether or not he acted alone or not. We know everything about the guy. We know everything about John Wilkes Booth. We know everything about Hinckley. We know nothing about Thomas Crooks. That, to me, is the craziest part about this. I mean, you could debate all day long about whether or not Oswald acted alone or he was a patsy, but at least you know every detail about the guy's life, even down to like the size of the apartment he lived in New Orleans and in Texas. I mean, we know nothing about Thomas Crooks.
All we know is that he was, the FBI, back in August, again, did say that he was searching online for both Biden and Trump events, and that he was, well, we know that he was building bombs, IEDs, in his home, and that his parents say they didn't know anything about it. But why don't we have any more transcripts of those interviews? I know the different Senate and House investigations did talk to the FBI agents that interacted with the parents, and it appears that the parents didn't know what their child was up to. At least that's what they were saying. But he had bomb-making material and extra bombs, not only in the car, that he had a detonation device, a device to blow up. So it wasn't just going to be an assassination. If you just based on what he had in his car, he was going to try to blow up his car and create a huge mass suicide event at that venue. So it's just very frustrating because usually we know the contents of his phone calls that he made, the contents of those apps. What are the apps? Foreign apps are? We know they were in Belgium, Germany, and New Zealand based, but that's all we know. I just think it's just show not tell. And in journalism and in writing, we always were instructed to show not tell. Okay, Dan, if you're not ready to show, just tell me when you are, and tell us what the communications were like. He was on Gab. That's the only social media Thomas Crooks was on. What were the contents of those interactions, those social media posts, and what is a parent saying to this day?
Yeah, look, Susan, I mean, these are the things and a motivation, right? Because, I mean, again, like I know what John Wilkes Booth motivation was. I know what Lee Harvey Oswald's motivation was. I know what John Hinckley's motivation was. He wanted to impress Jodie Foster. I'd like to know what Thomas Crooks' motivation was here. And I don't think we know that, do we?
No, I mean, that's what the FBI said in late August, that they were still looking for the motive. But they could read all the apps. They said that they broke into the app, so they know what's in there. And they did say he wanted to have a mass casualty event. He was planning one, and that he did search for both Biden and Trump events, which appeared to seem like it was, oh, he's not an anti-Trumper, which, you know, I don't know. We don't have enough information to come to that conclusion.
Some on the left have this asinine theory that Trump staged his own assassination attempt, which, I, you know, in my mind, I'm trying to figure out how one could do that and not get their head blown off accidentally. I mean, it just sounds like the most preposterous thing I've ever heard in my life. But I remember after it happened, there were literally people posting on Facebook in my town. They were suggesting that the president had a pouch of blood behind his ear and that this was staged. And I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's beyond ridiculous. But at the same time, when you don't have clear evidence and information coming out to the public, that's when people go crazy with wild conspiracy theories. And that's part of the problem.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And because these, you know, that conspiracy theory makes no sense, because you know that they're always copycat people out there, as we saw with the J-13 in September on that Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think it was the 16th. We saw another example of this with Ryan Ruth. So you would not want to spur copycat artists. And the same thing that's the reason why people are so concerned about James Comey, because there's so many people now, it's all proliferating out there.
Right.
On X, the 86 comments, and other people are taking it up as a mantra. And it's just, you know, feeding upon itself. So, that's ridiculous, but absolutely infuriating that we don't know more. And I understand Dan and Kash Patel need to learn a lot about the Secret Service, the FBI. But they said in that interview, Dan said he looked at every tendril having to do with this assassination attempt. Maybe they just need to provide an outline for the public when they are going to be releasing the contents of these apps, the social media posts, any interviews they've conducted with his family, any friends, schoolmates. We need to know that information.
So tell me how crazy this conspiracy theory is that I've had for a long time, which is, and when the FBI director, Kash Patel, came out and said Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, and Dan Bongino sitting there along, going along with it, it confirms to me what I've always believed, which is that not that Epstein killed himself, I don't buy that for a second, but that he was an intelligence asset and he was always used to put people in compromising positions. And that's why when the FBI raided his apartment, they didn't take anything out of the safe because somebody intervened there. And this has to be covered up because of that fact. How crazy is that theory?
It's not the craziest theory I've heard. Certainly our intelligence, we has been linked, the CIA, to different theories about JFK's assassination attempt. So I think the Epstein one is particularly curious because the cameras went down. Mm-hmm. And there was all these, the police people, they fell asleep at the jail. They were supposed to be watching. I mean, it is very disconcerting that that's what's going on in our prisons. But at the same time, we have the failures with the Secret Service. You would not believe some of the basically human like failures I'm hearing lately. I'm gathering string on them. As right before I came on, I got another tip. You would not believe what's going on and some episodes, personal problems that the Secret Service is dealing with on a day-to-day basis. So when people falling asleep on the job, that happens with the Secret Service, happened at Mar-a-Lago. So I don't know what to think. I would like to see the evidence. They said they looked at the evidence in a very transparent, small d democracy. We would all like to see some evidence that led them to the conclusion that it was a suicide, definitely a suicide.
What are the problems that you're hearing with the Secret Service? I mean, is it still an issue of morale? Because I was at the White House yesterday. The uniform guys could not have been nicer in terms of dealing with getting me and my children in, even though there was a mix up with the information and everything. They were patient. They were nice. They were kind. But I could understand the pressure that's on them in light of all these events we've been talking about. And the fact that, the president is the most heavily guarded guy in the world, obviously. The White House is like a fortress, but it's accessible on Pennsylvania Avenue. You can still walk by it most of the time anyway. What is the pressure that they're feeling these days?
Well, as you recall, we may have talked about this at the end of the campaign when they were gearing up to do the United Nations in October, the United Nations event summit that takes place in New York. They were short. The Secret Service was short 600 agents to man that event. And that's their purview, falls under their purview with all these diplomats coming in from around the country. So they had to use people from the Department of Defense and Homeland Security to supplement. But that frantic, frenetic pace has not dissipated at all, I'm told. Mm-hmm. That over in the last, since the inauguration, their work has only increased because J.D. Vance is much more active than Kamala Harris was, so his team is feeling the pinch, especially. And
also, it's harder to guard somebody who's sober, which is also an issue.
your words, not mine. But but J.D. Vance, he has actually taken shots at Kamala Harris for that same thing. But he's very active. He's traveling all over the world, and he has The Trump family is quite large compared to even the Biden grandchildren. Not all the grandchildren had Secret Service coverage. But What I'm telling you is they have a manpower issue and they also have a training and hiring issue. They're linked because they have to lower the standards to get enough people in. They've been losing people since the fence jumping incidents during the Obama administration and the Columbia prostitute scandal. They've been just shedding agents because it's a very, well, first of all, it's bad management. I reported on their leadership. There's very uneven discipline at the Secret Service. There's all kinds of fraternization issues going on up and down the chain of command. And it's just, it's a kind of a, not an old boys network with the DEI, but there you layered the DEI from Kimberly Cheadle, the last director that was pushed out after the assassination attempt. And she had all these DEI priorities. So all the standards, if you talk to rank and file, they don't train as much with it. They don't go to the shooting range as much because they're stretched so thin. And they don't want, there's a lot of divorces. There's been a lot of suicides. It's just a huge morale and retention problem. And the first thing that a lot of these agents wants to see is the standards improved, the DEI jettisoned, as Trump said he was going to do, require all agencies to jettison DEI. But we haven't gotten an update from Sean Curran about that at all.
Susan, let's turn to Biden for a second. And with all these books coming out, do you think we'll ever get any, or maybe you've heard from Secret Service agents? I know that they don't really like to talk about their protectees, but I mean, people are people. Do you think we'll ever hear from any of the people that were actually on the detail about how Biden had lost his friggin' mind?
I think they're really nervous right now to talk because Sean has put out an edict that if you talk to the media, you're going to lose your job. You know, it's not going to, mm-hmm. it's a immediate, they'll take your security clearance. That's the first thing they do. And that can hurt you for your entire life, for your entire career. So I'm not sure, I'm sure eventually we will when these people start retiring. And I'm kind of surprised that we haven't heard some things. I have personally heard some issues with Joe Biden and the Secret Service, but I'm sort of saving that for my own reporting.
Okay,
It wasn't about his age. I'll come back and talk to you when I get ready to run something.
Deal. I want the exclusive.
It's pretty juicy, but I think my boss who pays me wants the exclusive first. But what I know about Joe Biden is, I used to cover him. I covered him for two decades in the Senate, and he was always this energetic, backslapping kind of guy, not ideological in any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, very affable, always talked to reporters, always was accessible, would say to me, walk with me, Susan. And we briskly walk down the hall and he would talk to me, answer my questions, even if he didn't like the questions. It's an indictment of this access journalism that Washington is all about, especially at the White House, because they clamped down on the access with Joe Biden. And it was interesting to me because back in the day, from 2012-ish to 2016, Vice President Biden, when he had all of these events, he had these, it's called the Beach Bash, where he invited reporters and their families and their kids. And he went around with super soakers and sprayed their kids. And it was very energetic. It was all very fun and lighthearted. And to have some of the same reporters that I know attended those events never mention the fact or never bring up his cognitive decline or his physical decline, it just seems odd to me. And Jake Tapper is particularly a bad person to be. So Alex Thompson did the early reporting, his co-author, and he deserves the credit. He could have done this book alone. I understand why he wants Jake on there because it's a bigger name and he can promote it on CNN and every other event. But doesn't make it also is pretty mind blowing to have Jake who admonished Laura Trump, yep. who time and time again, was reading the line of out of the White House, basically verbatim, repeating it verbatim. To have
defending Hunter Biden, right?
Correct.
I mean,
oh, correct. It's and was very involved in the Russian hoax and getting that story out, even though he claims he was reluctant to at first. He was instrumental in I know he and I actually worked for the same publication at one point. He was a contractor. He actually did the cartoons at the publication I worked at, if you can believe it. He drew the cartoons. And I know him over the years, but this one takes the cake. Making money off of reporting somebody else's reporting, Alex Thompson's reporting, and promoting yourself as a to ferret out the original sin of the rest of the press corps when you are absolutely guilty yourself is just, to me, par for the course of Washington, unfortunately, because there's nobody to hold the press accountable. We're the fourth estate, but who holds us accountable?
Well said. Before I let you go, one thought is that if you are the Secret Service agent who writes the book about Biden's decline, the first one in is the one that gets the biggest contract, even though you lose your security clearance and probably, will face a whirlwind, but you'll probably make the most money. That's just one thing. But last question for you, Susan Crabtree, going back to your book, Fool's Gold, about California. And thinking in terms of the one big beautiful bill and the climate stuff that's in there that, we're talking about now, getting rid of all this stuff and stripping this out, thank God, getting rid of all this. I mean, these projects that Biden pushed under the quote unquote Inflation Reduction Act, which are just climate scams, backed by people like Gavin Newsom, specifically gifts to California and other blue states. I mean, now that the Trump administration is there and going after this, it's good. It's a good thing. What worries me, though, of course, is like any other horse trading, is that as they're debating this bill, you've got Republicans in Congress in California who want higher SALT deductions, which is causing a problem here with all this. And I get it. I mean, I live in a high tax state of New Jersey. I pay a lot of property taxes. California pays a lot of taxes, but. And these Republicans, they live in a blue state. It's not their fault that they are dealing with all these policies, and their constituents want some relief. But how much of that do you think is going to affect the negotiations in the next day or two before they vote on this?
This is a huge clash because Mike Johnson, as speaker, he wants to hand out some gimmies for the people in tough districts. So, and some of them, the House majority in 2024 will, excuse me, in 2020, the next election, 2026, the midterms, that will control of the House could run through California like it usually does, or New York. And some of these congressmen in swing districts that have the problems with the SALT deduction, their constituents would see it as a huge windfall for them. So that's what it's going on. You have Speaker Johnson concerned about his majority and increasing the majority, especially during the second couple down the way for Trump, to protect Trump from more impeachment investigations if they lost to the Democrats. It would just be, deja vu impeachment all over again. So that's really critical. But you have, on a principled level, you have this House Freedom Caucus saying, absolutely no way, this is a tax giveaway, and we're not doing it, especially for the blue states, coastal areas. That would just be ridiculous, on principle. So he's going to have to sort this out. It's going to be ugly, just like his predecessors felt. And the speakership is not an easy gig.
And these are tough districts, and we have to keep those Republican seats. So I get it. I understand the politics of it. Susan Crabtree, as always, a pleasure. This flew by, and I appreciate all your time today. You must follow Susan on X at Susan Crabtree, and can't wait for that next explosive report. So thank you, my friend.
Absolutely, Rich. I will let you know for sure. And you were good at the trolling up for the Secret Service agents. I like that.
Oh, thank
getting
you.
to write their own book.
That's good, right? Thanks, Susan.
Take care. Bye.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right. It is our happy hour, and we're very, very grateful to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for hosting us on June 20th. Now is the time for you to make your June midweek stay at my happy place, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. So do it today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Yeah, I was just texting with my buddy Lou Vargo. Like literally 2 seconds ago, he just sent me a text. What are you up to tonight? I said, we got this thing here at work at Odyssey, but he's my buddy. He's my friend, and he's going to solve your water problems. Whatever those water problems are in your house, because all this rain we have, it never seems to end. Well, do something about it with Garden State Earthworks and call him today at 856-848-4444. Easiest number to remember, 856-848-4444. If this rain is impacting your property, it's only going to cause you more money and more headaches if you don't do something about it. And don't just use a landscaper. Use Garden State Earthworks. They are the best. They've helped me out in two different homes. The work is guaranteed. So whether that water's against your swimming pool, causing your swimming pool liner to shift, getting into your basement, destroying your foundation, or just ponding in the backyard where you're going to have mosquitoes breed and everything else, do something by calling Garden State Earthworks today. They're super busy this time of year. But since I'm sending you and you tell Lou I sent you, they'll make you and your house and your property a priority before the damage gets even worse. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Just letting it roll. Sorry about that.
Yeah, just have fun with it.
Hey. By the way, Lou Vargo just texted me and said, wow, what a plug. Love you, brother. Thank you, my friend. You're amazing. You see? Now, do you think China ever sent Jake Tapper a text like that? Like, thank you, China. Thank you, Jake Tapper, for going with the message so we can get rid of President Trump. Matt DeSantis, you said that you have John Cena apologizing in Mandarin Chinese. Do you?
We did have it. I forget what number it is. But yeah, give me 2 seconds.
That's one of my, to this day,
thank you,
favorite clips in the world. John Cena apologizing in Mandarin Chinese after he said Taiwan was its own country. Take a listen to this.
你好中国，就是叫西娜。我必须说，现在在速度与激情中，我做很多采访，很多很多很多。所以在一个采访，我有一个错误。Can
you pause that for a second? I have a question. And the question is this. If I make fun of John Cena doing that accent, Will I get fired for mocking a Chinese accent or mocking John Cena doing a Chinese accent?
That's a good question, actually.
Do you want to go grab Stalker and ask him?
Yeah, yeah, all the bosses are here.
Yeah, can we ask Stalker his opinion on that?
Should
we get him in here? Yeah, see if we can bring him in real quick. I just want to ask him his opinion on something.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I just want to get his as the brand manager. So it's good to ask the top brass, Darth Stalker / corporate shill / brand manager / co-host of Kale and Company. We have a question for you, which is this. We're playing the John Cena apology in Mandarin Chinese. I can't hear him.
Oh, there we go.
I'm playing the John Cena apology in Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
Which we played a lot when we were together.
Mm-hmm. Is it 5:43 in the morning or 5:43 at night? I don't know.
Now, if I mock his accent, would I get fired for mocking a Chinese accent?
That's a great question, probably.
Because I'm just mocking John Cena.
This is the greatest video ever.
Right?
He's such a P-word.
Yeah, such a... Here, can you keep playing it while Greg and I are talking? What I'm so tempted to do...
Yeah.
Here, start it over, because there's this part where he repeats himself. Yeah.
Information. Information.
That right there. I want to mock that so bad.
Han, yeah.
Han. Like, he's such an absolute loser for that.
He is.
So, no, we're not mocking Chinese accents.
No.
We're mocking John Cena doing Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
Han, which sounds like he's trying to order something from a menu, right? He can't figure out how to say it on the menu.
Yeah.
Like, are you just saying you want General Tso's chicken? Is that all you're asking for here?
And what was that over? That was the Fast and Furious thing,
yeah.
Right? That he was...
He said Taiwan was its own country,
yeah.
And they were not going to show the movie in China.
Yeah.
So he had to do that groveling.
He's awful.
And that movie was awful.
I didn't realize he was in that.
I mean, I didn't watch it, but I'm sure it was terrible. Well, thank you for that clarification.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great, pal. How are you? It's good to see you.
Good. Look at us in afternoon drive again.
I love it. Like the old days.
5:45.
You've been on the air since 6 a.m. You guys start, rumor has it. So
yeah.
Did you get a nap in today?
Yeah, of course. 20 minutes, though. If I take a 20-minute power nap, I'm good.
You have an 8-year-old son. How do you nap at all?
5-year-old son.
5-year-old son, right. I'm not good at math.
4 or 5, whatever.
4 or 5, whatever.
The Taurus.
Oh, here come the Taurus.
The Taurus are coming.
There they come. Yep. All right, you want to go do your brand manager thing, or you want to stay on the air with me? It's up to you.
I'd rather stay on the air with
stay
you.
On the air. I don't care. I mean,
yeah, no, it's good. All right.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate Greg Stocker, everybody. Catch him tomorrow morning.
Love you, Rich Zeoli.
Love you more, pal. Love you more, Greg Stocker. Love you more. Wish he could stay, but he's got to go. I don't know what's going on here. There's just people. I should start reading my emails. I should read my emails and also come to work once in a while. I'd probably know what's going on, don't you think?
Just a little bit. I think it's a tour for our most wealthiest clients here at Odyssey. So we get paraded like monkeys in a zoo while they just watch us do our thing.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. See, now if Sean Hannity were here, he would put up black construction paper so nobody could see into the studio.
Didn't that actually happen?
Yeah. He did. No, we were at the old studio on 400 Market Street. He came in to do the show. His show, and this is back when I was on Afternoon Drive. We had got rid of him, and he was using a side studio, but I was on the air, and they came in, they put black paper up on the glass so nobody could see inside while he was doing the show.
I heard he also got into an argument with somebody at Wawa while he was here.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, hey, look, God bless him. He and Jimmy Fallon are going to be on the road together. Huge.
That's pretty cool.
Love it. By the way, did you see Jesse Waters' guy, Johnny, got in the FBI director, former FBI director Comey's face?
Yeah, some of that was actually really funny. The seashell part had me dying.
Yeah, can you sign my seashell? What clip is that? We have that, right?
Yes. Give me one second. It is cut 23.
All right, cut 23. This is from what is it called? Waters Primetime? Primetime with Jesse. What's the name of the show? I should probably know this stuff. Anyway.
Are you on that show?
Laura Third says show. Jesse Waters Primetime.
Jesse Waters Primetime. I finally just learned how to pronounce Laura Ingraham. That's huge.
Yeah, why did you keep saying Ingraham?
I don't know. And I'm going back on there Friday night, so it's good that I know how to pronounce it now.
Well, you were going on the show. You kept saying, I'm going to be on Laura Ingraham's show. And I just assumed you knew how to pronounce it. So then I started saying, like, oh, Rich is going to be on Ingraham's show tonight. And it turns out you were totally wrong. I should have just went with my gut. It was Ingraham the entire time.
Now I just say the angle. I'm going to be on the angle on Friday, which is easier that way.
Now you can just say Laura's show because you're
friends. Yeah, say Laura. I'll be on Laura's show Friday. All right, so listen to this. This is funny.
So we sent Johnny to investigate the investigator.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, great to meet you.
Director Comey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Jesse Waters from Fox has a question.
Yeah.
Why do you want to 86 Trump?
All right.
Director?
I'm not taking questions like that now.
But why would you...
Just trying to look.
Why would you post that? Director Comey? How was your interview with the Secret Service?
You want the book signed, really?
Absolutely.
Okay, you got it, bud.
Can you sign my seashell, too? What speech is this that you're going to? You find a Kamala seashell... 8647. This is a politically charged speech, Director.
I will.
Be well. You don't want to sign it?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night, Director.
Can you sign my seashell? And what is this speech? Now, my theory is, this is a crazy theory. You know how he blamed his wife? He said, my wife said to take a picture. I think they were on a nude beach. That's what I think. I think they were on a nude beach, and he's covering for the fact that he was walking around nude and somebody saw him and was like, wow, Comey looks terrible in the nude. And so he distracted everybody by the 8647 seashell thing. That's my theory, and I'm going with it.
That's the most repulsive theory I've ever heard.
Damn right. Because he's a huge, huge guy, but not in that area.
Oh, God.
What I heard.
Usually conspiracy theories are interesting. This one is nauseating.
This is a nauseating conspiracy theory.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Fair enough. I understand. Peter Ducey, this is a good one today regarding that, and we spent a lot of time on this earlier, the interaction with the president and the president of South Africa. The Deuce saw him yesterday, the White House, as a matter of fact. Cut number 7.
And it's worth pointing out that is definitely the most awkward Oval Office meeting since Zelensky was here. It ended a little bit better because I can see the vehicle. It is not leaving. The South African delegation is not leaving early. They will be sticking around for lunch. But really, when you watch that, it seems like the Trump foreign policy doctrine is a lot like the old slogan for the MTV show The Real World, where people stop being polite and start getting real. And that's what we just saw from President Trump.
There you go. And it was real. And he confronted him on the question of, is there genocide in South Africa? Now, if you notice something at 5 o'clock, we play the news so that I can take a breath. And it's helpful to me to be able to just have a few minutes to take a breath because we go into nonstop talk. And really, it's the 4 o'clock hour from 4:30 to 5:30 really is very light on commercials for a reason, which is good. But it helps me to just get a glass of water, you know, whatever, and take it. But I caught how they said in their news report, and we'll hear it again at 6, so we'll see if they say it again. I believe the word they used was either they said it was either debunked claims of genocide or they said unfounded claims or something. But it reminded me immediately of the COVID lab leak theory. When they said, and I remember it because I was in morning drive back then, and I remember how many times they would say the exact same thing, the debunked COVID lab leak theory. In fact, I remember one day when I was in afternoon drive a couple years ago, I just moved back to afternoons, driving into work, I switched on another news station on the radio in the city that's not NPR. I won't say which one because it might be our sister station, so I can't. But I'm sure if you do a little thinking about it, you could probably figure it out. But I remember this, driving in, and they said, and I quote, the debunked lab leak theory. And I thought, who debunked it? Debunked by who? Whom? Who? Whom or whom? And I remember when Joy Reid called it debunked bunkum. So you see, my point to you is everything I said earlier about China and how these people serve their masters and everything like this. China did not want anyone to believe it came from a lab. No, they wanted you to think that the people of China are just that disgusting that they eat, you know, undercooked bat burgers with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. That's what they want you to believe about them. That's okay. That's not racist. But if you say it came from a lab, that's racist. Somehow, I have no idea. As an Italian, it'd be like, well, you know, the people of Italy are so freaking filthy, they never wash their hands, and they stomp on grapes with their bare feet, and they don't wash their feet, and that's how you got a global pandemic. I'd be like, that's a terrible racist stereotype. Also happens to be true, but still, nevertheless, I'd much rather you say it came from a lab than the fact that my people don't wash their hands. But what do I know? Now, speaking of international affairs, Secretary Rubio got into it and sparred with that idiot, Chris Van Hollen. This is really, really good stuff. And we're about to get the report on MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. Here's what I know, and I don't know much. Nobody does. But apparently what they were saying is that it's a report that's going to go a little bit easier on pesticides, but really go after food and food additives. And the reason why it's going to go a little bit easier on the pesticides is because of the efforts by farmers and agricultural groups to say that this could cause major disruptions to the food supply. I don't know if that's true. I'm just sharing with you what I've heard. But it is going to go really after food additives, food dyes, and things like that. And also, it's going to question vaccines and how there needs to be more comprehensive understanding and research around vaccines, particularly childhood vaccines. But the Daily Wire broke this story, which I want to get into in the 6 o'clock hour with you, about how the Biden administration covered up the harms of the COVID vaccine. And I'm going to do that with you, and we're going to talk about that. Wall Street Journal is reporting, it's going to scrutinize ultra-processed foods, call for larger trials of vaccines, but it's going to go a little bit easier on pesticides, apparently. So we'll talk about that. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. What was the point Scott Jennings made that you wanted to mention, Matt DeSantis, regarding the president?
Well, yeah, CNN is saying that it's not a genocide. Jennings' point was, if it's not a genocide today, basically how many people need to be murdered in order for it to qualify as a genocide in CNN's eyes?
Yeah, I mean, it's the point I made earlier about, since they love to compare Trump to Hitler, okay, you're sitting there with the guy and he's saying, well, it's not a genocide of Jews. It's just, you know, some are getting killed and some stores are being vandalized and some of them are chanting death to the Jews, but it's not a genocide yet. So you don't ambush the guy. Because if you're always going to bring up Hitler, then I'll bring up Hitler too, Larry David. I can play this game too. Boy, I really do feel like a sea lion right now as people are walking by in the hallway and
just shuffling them down. They're looking in at us.
Shuffling down. Try not to look. Don't make eye contact. Don't look at me. I hate when people see me. Unless it's millions of people watching on Fox News, which I'll be tomorrow morning. Well, maybe tomorrow morning. I know they haven't confirmed yet. But definitely.
Just watch Fox News, and eventually you'll come across Rich.
Because at some point you'll see it, all right? All right, we got a big fourth and final hour for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.